Our Father, we thank you again for
Hallelujah.
Spreading a feast before us.
Amen.
For bringing us to the place where you are sounding the last trumpet. Amen. And you are calling the bride and the bridegroom together. Amen. You are bringing the bride and the bridegroom to that place of the wedding,
Amen.
The joining. We bless your name, O God.
Amen.
We come to receive all that you have for us.
Oh yes, hallelujah.
To prepare us,
Amen.
For this joining.
Amen.
To prepare us that we have oil in our vessels.
Amen.
As our vessels will be made new, will be healed. Every crack, every pain that is not right in our vessels will be healed today.
Amen.
Even this, every part that is leaking from where the oil leaks out, we pray every hole, every opening, every weakness will be healed and
Amen.
Made good. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, you give us oil, give us sweet wine,
Amen.
And give us very fresh bread.
Amen.
Lord, that it should be well with our soul. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday we started.
The right hand.
It was a 30-minute message.
Actually,
but that 30-minute message was more powerful than a 2 hours message. Amen. You know, so what really we want to do is to I will try to finish what we started last time I came. When I came last time, it was the beginning of this year, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. We were talking about the apostolic doctrine. And yesterday we were talking about Christ. You know, and today we will go back to, we will try to start where we should start from where we began last night. Because as believers, we are being called to a place of marriage with Jesus Christ. And last night we said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that God was in Christ. And we also read and we saw that Christ is speaking about human beings. He's talking about man. Christ is talking about man. I want to read from Colossians chapter 2. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 it says, say, for in him, that is in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality. So, in Christ, the fullness of God will dwell bodily. So Christ is the dwelling place of God. And Christ is the house of God. And we saw from Ephesians that Jesus is the head of Christ. In fact, in Colossians,
Jesus,
good. Colossians chapter 2, verse. Colossians 1, verse 18. I want you to read from Ibo. So, if I read 19. Okay. So Jesus Christ is the head of Christ.
Jesus Christ is the head
of
Christ.
And Christ is the house of God. And this scripture is saying that we are the body of Christ. And the Bible is telling us that in me the fullness of God should dwell, because I'm part of Christ. And we also read this today in Matthew chapter 1, when he said that Jesus will be called Emmanuel. Jesus will be called Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us, or God in us. And we also said this today, that Emmanuel means God in your house, God in your mind, God in whatever situation you are facing now. It means Emmanuel. It also means God in your mind, God in your emotion, in your desires, in your will, God dwelling in you physically. That is Emmanuel, and that is Christ. And that is the marriage.
Uche,
is it not mine?
Which is your will.
Mm-hmm. It's all of them, the four dimensions of the soul. So have you said that the four? The mind, what is the mind?
Uche is will, God's will. Uche
is the mind.
Echiche is my thinking.
Uh-huh. So that means God dwelling in you, every part of you. That is Christ. So being a Christian is not coming and singing and clapping and carrying your Bible. It is God dwelling in you physically. And it means to have the reality of God, God being real in your situation. So it is different from coming to church or telling other people that you are so and so. But what you are in real life. And not just what physical people, the physical world, but what you are known in the spirit. Because when God made Adam, He made him to be some a being that has a spiritual nature and a physical nature. So Paul says that man has an outer nature and an inward nature. And the outward man we call body, is your body. So when you eat physical food, it's for your body. But your inward man, which is your soul and your spirit, they also need energy, they need life. So that life of God in your inward man is what is called oil. And in John chapter 6, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. So the only food or energy or life you can receive is through Jesus Christ. No, it's Jesus Christ. No, no.
Jesus Christ, the one.
Good. It's Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the word of life. So for you to receive Jesus Christ, you have to have a relationship with Him.
Go on. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
A personal relationship.
Amen.
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 So today we'll be looking at that. We know about Adam, the first Adam. That this first Adam, God took clay, this clay, and formed it into a human form. But we also see that God also did something in addition to that. So to show that you are not just ordinary earth. The Bible says God breathed into that clay. The breath of God, the life of God came into that lump of clay. And the Bible says Adam became a living soul. You know, so we can see that Adam has a spiritual nature and a physical outward nature. And it is the will of God that every part of you will be redeemed. This morning I want to talk about Passover. But your question you want to ask, Passover of what? Passover from where to where? Passover by who? And if God is bringing you from one place, where is He taking you to? Like I have mentioned, we know Adam had the problem. What was the problem of Adam? The problem of Adam was called, it's called darkness. In Genesis chapter 3, something happened to Adam. The Bible says that Adam received the tree of good and evil. No, fruit. We also know that in that garden, there was also the tree of life. So, Adam had two things: life and death. Amen. And we are told that Adam chose death. Life, you know, the good and evil mixed together. The knowledge of life, of good and evil. So we can see that the problem of Adam was from his mind. Mind. Because it was the knowledge of good and evil. Good. Now, if we go back to that Genesis, it's okay, thank you. If we go back to that Genesis, thank you very much. So we have a new board now. So So what happened to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3? The Bible says that Eve saw something with her eyes. With the eyes.
Uh-huh.
So the first place that the death entered was where? Was the eyes, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And if you are in this room, I want you to touch your eye. Touch your eye. Okay. Your eye, is it in your leg or in your hand? Where is it? In your head. Very, very good. So you can see the problem of Adam started where?
In
his head. Amen.
Amen.
So let me now ask you, where is your own problem? The problem you have, where is it? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So if the problem is from the eye or the head, that's where the solution will also begin. Amen.
Amen.
If God is going to restore you to be in your mind or in your eyes, or in your head. So you know that apart from the eye, there is something again that is very important. What is it? Your ears. Is it not? And where is the ear? Is it in your leg? On your head, where is it? In your head, the same head. This head has a problem. Amen.
Amen.
Apart from that, there is something again that's important. What is it? Your nose. And where is it? In your leg? On your hand? The same head. Amen.
Amen.
There's another trouble one. There's a trouble one.
The
okay, if you know you touch it. Where is it also in your leg?
Hallelujah.
In your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
1, 2, 3, 4 in one place. Something is happening there. Amen.
Amen.
So when God wants to heal you, it must be from your head.
Mm.
It must be from your mind. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And you know, that is the simple plan of the devil. He doesn't have any other thing to do. The devil fights you with what you see.
Mm.
You see a big mountain.
Mm.
Say, I know, I cannot do this. So you are following what you can see, physically. Or what you hear. Amen. So, when God made Adam, He made
Adam
with a lot of power and glory. And Adam was not even using the eye in his body to function. It was the eye inside his heart.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen a blind man before?
Yes.
Does he see? Does he see with his body?
Yes.
So he doesn't see at all at all.
Mm.
Does he see with his mind?
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
So everything you see, these things you see on your head, is in your mind.
Mm.
So if you look at Psalm 115, he says the idols of the nations, the people, the idols. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. So the worshippers of Baal were jumping everywhere. Hear us, see. But God sees. God hears, is it not? God speaks. God can feel. Amen. And Adam was created in the image and in the likeness of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Adam was a wonderful creation. And that is how you are also. You are wonderfully created.
Yeah.
Amen. Because Adam had the ability to see things physically. But Adam also had things to see in his mind. With his mind, he could see God. Don't you understand? Amen. But physically, he couldn't. Of course, he can't see. God is not a physical person. So, he didn't need to see God with his physical eyes. Adam was seeing God in his heart. Amen. He was hearing God in his mind. He could see the reality of the angels of God, the glory of God in his mind. Amen. Hallelujah. That was the man God created. But God had not finished creating Adam. Because that nature was not perfected. The nature of Adam to both be in the heaven and on the earth at the same time. God had not yet finished it. Amen. So I want you to know that God created you to do two things at the same time. You are now in this compound in Ezabog, now in your body. But in your mind, you are cooking. What are you cooking? You are cooking over cookies in your kitchen now. As you are sitting down here now. You are here now, but you are in your farm at the same time. In your mind. You are here now, but you are fighting with somebody in your mind. In your mind. Amen. Is that true? But you see, what you are experiencing is the lower nature of man, just the low one, the bad one. It's the nature of man that has fallen because of the good and evil, the darkness, the death that entered into the mind. The mind fell down. Amen. So what is this showing us? That man has two levels that you can operate. The low one and the very high one. Amen. And then the higher one. So man has the ability to be very far from God, or the ability to be very close to God. But when sin came into Adam, And that also means that when sin came into me, Bible says Adam began to run away from God. Is that true? Adam began to hide from God. In his mind, his mind began to run away from God. In his desire, he didn't want God again. He was wanting other things. In his emotion, it was not God that was making him happy. It was the things on the earth, the things, physical things he has created, the toys, that he, what his eye could see. It was not. So it was now the physical nature that was now ruling the inward nature. It was the opposite. Before, it was the inward man that was ruling the body. And because his inward man was strong, he could fellowship with God. He could walk with God. He was God's friend. Amen. But now, his inward man died. His eyes was blinded. His ear was dull. He couldn't hear God again. His nose became flat. He couldn't feel the presence of God. And he was no longer, you know, feeding from the garden of God. He was now depending on his body. So Adam became a physical man. And Adam, in fact, forgot about heaven. So when somebody is born into the world, when you are born into this world, you didn't even know if there was anything called heaven. The reason you know is Mbise. And Mbano. And Ahiazu. And Ikwerazu. And Uwere. And Umwaya. You didn't know that there was Zion in heaven. Amen. So you can see, man has fallen. Amen. And that is the Passover.
Amen.
So God wants to take you from where you have fallen and bring you back.
Hallelujah.
He wants to restore your mind. He wants to restore your hearing.
Amen.
He wants to restore your ability to feel God physically.
Amen.
So Emmanuel will be your everyday experience. God in you. God in everything you do will be an everyday reality. The fullness of the Godhead will dwell in you.
And in me.
And not just that, God wants to even be joined together with you and become one. So there will no longer be a separation. You can see in Adam there was a separation. Sin came and made a division. Amen. So that is why God has called you and called me.
Amen.
He has given me an inheritance and given you an inheritance. And this inheritance is more than food or money or anything you can think of. It's because we are talking about a spiritual inheritance. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ
Jesus.
Amen. Can you imagine the inheritance that we have? And that's why in that same Ephesians 1, it says that God, Paul was praying that God will open the eyes of your understanding. So that we can see and know the hope of our calling. And the riches of our inheritance. Amen. So my inheritance is in Christ cannot be compared to anything anywhere on earth. David says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to be a king that will rule and own everything in the world. And Jesus even asked the question, say, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and to lose the soul? Amen. So today you have to decide, who are you? You have to ask yourself the question, who are you? Who am I? Where did I come from? What am I doing in this world? And where am I going to? Those are the three most important questions you can answer.
Amen.
Who am I? Where am I coming from? And where am I going to? Amen. If you answer those three questions very well, you will be an overcomer. Amen. Because you know who you are. You know where you are coming from. And you know where you are going to. Your vision will be very clear. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says Jesus, for the hope that was set before him, he did what? He endured. He knew the cross was nothing compared with the glory that was set before him.
Amen.
So you may be going through some conditions now, some situations right now that may not be good. But if you know who you are, if you know where you are coming from and where you are going to, you will overcome that condition.
Amen.
Amen. Because you know that Emmanuel will be a reality. Jesus is right there with you. Amen. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. Is it true?
Daniel,
you know, our sister is doing very well. God bless you. Because all of you sitting down, you won't even go what tent. So you have to pray for her. That God will strengthen her. Amen. Hallelujah. Because this one is not returned back to sender. That one is very easy. Kill all my enemies is very, very easy. But this one is the gospel of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. It's the everlasting gospel.
Amen.
The real one. Amen. 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 This is the last trumpet. Amen. The final trumpet. This is the one saying, I am move, move, move. Everybody clear, move. Come into your inheritance in God. Amen. And our inheritance is not naira and kobo. Big house, big chicken, big eba, big television, big shoe, big judge. What does it get? Big Oba Tututu. Big yam yam. You have a lot of yam in your house. What does it get? And then you have bank account. You have big fat. They have air condition in your house.
Yeah.
Air condition.
Even in the street.
Amen.
Amen.
This one is more like that one. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So we have an inheritance.
And you are here with
in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, our inheritance is resurrection.
Amen.
We are going from death to life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we are reversing it.
Mm.
Where this physical man will now go back to where it was, and the inward man will come up.
Amen.
Amen. And you know the Bible says that the things which are seen are temporary, but the ones you cannot see, those are the real ones. Amen. Hallelujah. So your inward man becomes alive. That's when the devil is planning something for you, your inward man will pick it up in a dream or in a vision, and you will see it even before the devil does it. Amen.
Amen.
And the church comes alive. Amen. And the church will be seeing and hearing all the plans of the devil, and also receive the plan of God. Amen. We will no longer be blind.
Amen.
We will no longer be deaf.
Amen.
We will not be a people that don't know what is happening in the heavens. You don't even know the heavens of your ancestry, the things that happened down in your family that you don't know. Amen. But when you begin to come alive, when you begin to cross over, this is not crossover of 31st December to January 1st December. It's not from poverty to champion. But this is the real Passover. Amen. This is the crossover from Egypt into the promised land.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this is the deliverance of my soul out of Babylon.
Amen.
Amen. Out of Babylon. Out of Moab. Out of the land of Philistines. Out of Egypt. Out of all the things that speak of the powers of the flesh. and bring you into the height of Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Bring us into the place of milk and honey.
Amen.
The Bible says, eyes have not seen.
Oh, yes.
Physical eyes have not seen. Physical ears have not heard. The things that God has prepared. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it says, those things are revealed to us by the Spirit.
Amen.
Do you understand? So that means the Spirit of God now brings it and begins to show your inward man. You begin to see. So the reality of heaven becomes real to you. Amen. And you begin to see the plan of God for your life. You begin to see and, you know, comprehend the plan of God for the church. So you will not be going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Instead of going from Jericho to Jerusalem, you are not going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Amen. When the people of God are gathered together, that's when you want to go on a business trip. When God is gathering his people together, that's when you want to go and start your own church. Amen.
Amen.
Because God is doing a new thing.
Hallelujah.
God is bringing us into the experience of Zion.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are speaking about the crossover, the Passover from death into life.
Hello. No, it's too long. From death to life. It's too long.
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. Okay, so all these things I have been saying, I want us to read it inside the Bible.
Amen.
So it won't be like this brother, he wants us to feel good. So like when you go out tomorrow and you start talking, they say, show us. He said, brothers of Ephesus, can you tell that brother to come again and show us where it is? Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. Okay, from 17, 18, 19, 20. So, I will read, then you will read. It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Have you seen it?
Should you read verse by verse, or you finish reading?
Which one?
When you finish reading.
Okay, when I finish reading, then you will now read. Very good. Okay, look at verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of what? the blindness of their heart, who being fast feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
you. He had been in our Christ. Ya mere, eji ma bụ onye nwanyị na-arụ ọrụ unu, na-adọkwa ụlọ aka na ntị, ka unu were ijegharị ọzọ, ije mmiri ọzọ dịka ndị mba ọzọ, ndị na-efere arụsị, ndị nsọ ha gbagọrọ agbagọ, tupụtakwa n'ihe efu. Ha bụ ndị obi ha gbara ọchịchịrị, ndị onye nghọta. Ha lere ebe dị anya na iji ndụ nke ndị Chineke, n'ihi na obi tinye, n'ihi obi tinye etinye ha, n'oge amaghị ihe dị n'ime ha, mmehie ha adịghị ebutekwa ha ọzọ. Ha raara onwe ha nye agụụ nkwuko, nke na-enweghị ohere na egwu. Ha jikwa anya ike na-enwe mpụ, na-arụ ala n'ụzọ dị iche iche.
Amen. So you see all that we are saying, that this is saying, is telling you, who is man? This is saying, this is answering the question, who is man?
My goodness.
Sister.
Read it again. More explain the Hebrew language.
Amen. So we can see where Adam was before, now we see where Adam is. So this is also telling you your own experience. Not just the physical man you are looking at, but the inward man. So he's saying that inside the man there is darkness, blindness, everything is within. Hallelujah. So it means that there has to be a change. And he's telling us in Christ we have a hope.
Amen.
So now this is one picture. Let's go and see another picture. So the Bible says in the mouth of two or three every word is established, is it not?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll go and see another one. And I'm hoping that the Igbo language will bring it out better than English.
Akwụkwọ nke e degara ndị Korint, nke abụọ, isi nke anọ.
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6.
Isi anọ na amaokwu nke anọ.
So what does it say? He say, in whom they, let me read from verse 3 of chapter 4. Say, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God, small g, of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into the heart or into them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, this was in Genesis. God is now bringing the same Genesis back again. He said, had shined in our hearts.
Amen.
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
Amen.
In the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen.
Amen.
So you see, Ephesians and Corinthians are saying the same thing. Is that correct? And that is what we explained before, that it was the devil that blinded the mind of Eve and Adam. Sister.
Hello.
So, the first experience every individual must have is that the light of Christ must come into the heart.
Amen. Amen.
The soul and your spirit must be taken out of light, out of darkness, and brought into light. And that is called the Passover. That is called the first experience with God. In the Old Testament, in the Exodus, they called it Abib. Abib. We're talking about Passover, and he called it Abib. It means the beginning. It means the beginning of our journey in God. It's a journey back to Eden. Back to Eden. Eden. We are back to the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden. That's where we are all going to. Because that was where Adam was before. And Adam fell from there. But Adam was still physically on earth. So it was the mind of Adam that fell from Eden and fell down to the ground. Amen. Adam lost the ability to walk in the heavenly places. He lost the ability to walk in the high places in God. In his mind. So it was his mind that fell down. And his emotions also fell down. His desires also fell down. And his will was on the ground. Everything fell. So Adam became an earthly man. He fell from light to darkness. And there was no ability in him to rise. Amen. So Adam, that man, Adam, or a natural man, needs somebody to take him from where he is and take him back. And who is that person?
Jesus.
The Bible says Jesus is the ladder that we can climb and go back. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So Jesus is the ladder that you can climb and go back. Hallelujah. Is that in the Bible? Okay, let us see. Who knows where it is? There are two of them, but let's see the first one in John. So there are many places in the Bible, but let's look at John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 51, the last verse.
John, you think I'm awful.
And he said to him, verily I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Is that a ladder?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Who are the angels of God that will be ascending? Yes. Because men are also angels, amen. We are messengers of God, amen. So here he told him, look, very soon you will see me and you see the angels of God rising and descending. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus is the ladder. Through Jesus you begin to rise again. Amen. So in Jesus you have the ability to touch heaven, and you have the ability to overcome the earth Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus connects you back to heaven, and in Jesus we have strength to have victory on earth. So Jesus says, I have overcome the world. Amen. So this scripture tells us very clearly that Jesus is the ladder that connects us. So through Jesus Christ, our soul is brought out of Egypt. It's brought out of darkness into light. And in Christ, we come into a new experience. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Bible is telling us that the children of Israel, they came out of Egypt. And we say Egypt speaks of darkness. And God wants to bring us, so there is the opposite. He's bringing us into light. So the major thing God wants to do is God to bring you out of darkness and bring you into light.
Chineke chọrọ imerụ isi na ọchịchịrị ụwa gị wewebata gị.
So who is God bringing? God is bringing man. Or you. And we have seen that man has two natures. The outer man, which is your body, your physical body, and then the inward man. And this is your spirit, the human spirit, and then your soul. So God is bringing your spirit, soul, and body. God wants to bring you out of darkness. Amen.
Yeah.
And bring you into light. So your body will come into light. So the Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. You can read it in 2 John. You can read it. 2 John, read 3 John chapter 2. 3 John verse 2. Is that what?
Verse
2, sorry.
3 John.
Verse 2, is that correct?
Yes.
Chapter 1.
No, there's only one chapter. So it's the third book of John, verse 2. The third book of John. Have you seen it?
Yes, verse 2. Ezigbo enyi m hụrụ n'anya, ana m ekpere Chineke ihe niile gara gị nke ọma. Ana m arịọkwa ka ị nwee arụ ike mgbe ọbụla, dịka m maara na mmụọ gị nwere ezi ndụ.
Where is the duster? So here he's telling us about the change that comes in our body. So I'm trying to draw the experience of Abib. What does it mean? You can put it by the side. And then, so this is the cross. So we are discussing the first experience, Passover. So this is the Passover. And this is the Passover of the soul. So we can see the mind. This is the will. The mind is like an ego. The will is like an ox. Then you have the desires, and then you have the emotions. The emotion looks like a lion, very wild. The desires is falling, the headbound, it's like a serpent. Serpent nature. It's headbound. So this is the falling desires of man. So this soul must must come into the kingdom of God. And the center is what you call the heart. So this is the heart. The center of the your mind, emotion, desires, and your will is what you call the heart. But this heart is also related to something else. What is it? It's related to your body. So your soul is relating to your body, and it's also relating to your spirit. So this is your spirit. Amen. So this is you, and you have to go from Egypt, from darkness into light. Amen.
Amen.
Now, from your heart, God brings His Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is connected with the Son of God and with the Father. So this is the Father, number one. This is the Son, number two. And this is the Spirit, number three. Amen. So in Christ, we have a connection back to God. But when there is sin, sin cuts it off. And then the soul began to fall. And it's falling into hell. And the lake of fire. Amen.
Amen.
So the soul is falling. But Jesus Christ comes. What does Jesus bring? Jesus brings the blood.
Can
see the blood. He brings the blood into your mind. Into your desires. Into your will. And he brings the blood into your heart. And your eyes open.
Amen.
That eye that has been closed, open.
Amen.
It's, I have a Father in heaven.
Mm.
Amen. You begin to call him Abba, Father. Amen. You know that you are not alone in this world. You have a Father.
Hallelujah.
That loves you. That cares for you. So when we come to the tabernacle, this is the tabernacle now. So you see how we are going? Eh? Good. So we now come to the tabernacle. And you can, in the tabernacle, you can see the four natures of the soul here also. You see, everything is complete.
Amen.
Right? The tabernacle is, you see the altar. How many of us know that there is an altar inside our heart? The real altar is where? Inside the heart. Actually, your mind is the biggest altar in the whole world. Amen. An altar is the place where the heaven and the earth meet together. Is that correct? So in you, where did Adam meet the devil? Where was the first contact between Adam and darkness? Remember, yeah, she saw something, isn't it? Uh-huh. So it was in the mind. So after today, if they ask you, what did you learn? You will tell them, the biggest lesson I learned today is that my mind is the biggest altar in the whole world. Amen. Amen. So of us in our compound, you have one small thing somewhere. Remember that small thing in your compound, that small thing. When you go there, you walk fast and you pass. So of it, maybe it's a tree or one small leaf or something, or a small house. When you go there, you walk fast and you pass. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you forget that there is a bigger one inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how can the big altar of God be afraid of small leaf? Paul said that they are. So Paul said they are dead idols, dumb idols. They can't talk. They cannot see. Amen. Meanwhile, you are the big altar of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So who should be afraid of the other one? Hallelujah. Amen. And you can see this altar. There is blood on the altar. There is blood on the altar. Hallelujah. And he said, when I see the blood, what will I do? I will run away, not fast, he will run. The devil will run. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. If God opens your eye to see you, you will see fire, light, lightning, thunder. That's what will be coming out of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will see lightning and thundering and earthquakes. That's what you will see from your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have been blind before. We are no longer blind. We shall no longer be blind.
Amen.
We shall no longer be dumb.
Amen.
We shall no longer be weak.
Amen.
We shall not be earth people.
Amen.
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 Now we are coming into our inheritance in God.
Amen.
We are going back to our Father's house.
Amen.
We are going to claim back the things that belong to us. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The things the devil has taken, say, yeah, bring it, give me back.
Hallelujah.
We are reclaiming our right and privilege in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says, I am wonderfully and fearfully made. Hallelujah. I can see some of you have questions. Just write the question down somewhere so you don't forget. Write it down.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know we're doing Bible study. I'm not preaching like Brother Isaac, Brother Barry, all those brothers. You know those brothers? I and Brother Isaac, all of them, they shout, make noise. I'm not there. I'm just talking about one small. Amen. So we're doing Bible study. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this thing is called, it has a special name. What's the name that we call it? This place. Uh-huh. What's this one called? It starts with A. What is it? It's an altar. But this altar is your mind. Amen. It is your soul. So it means your emotion is there, your desire is there, your will is there. Amen.
Amen.
So you are the altar of the living God.
Hallelujah.
You are the temple of the living God.
Amen.
So Paul said, do you not know that you are the temple of the living God?
Amen.
Amen. You know, Jesus Christ, when he went and he was walking around the big, mighty temple of Solomon, which Herod, you know, that you know, Solomon built it and they came and destroyed it, and they built it again. And when Herod came, he said, okay, if I do this now, I will, they will become my friends. So he began to build it. And the Bible says, it took him 46 years to build. 46 years to build that. It was magnificent, beautiful place. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, see all these ones? If you knock it down in 3 days, I will raise another one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was about to say, he was speaking of this temple. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God know that there are many Christians who will be distracted.
Oh yes.
Who will be every year they'll be going to Jerusalem. They're going to see the temple in Jerusalem. Bro. Temple is going to temple. Anyway, big temple is going to see small temple. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says he spoke of the temple of his body. Hallelujah. So after this teaching, you must change your life. What is the change? You will now behave as somebody who is the temple of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must sanctify yourself.
Hallelujah.
You must clean yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are the best thing in the whole world.
Hallelujah.
You are the most precious thing in the whole world.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And because of it, the devils want to dwell in you. That is another thing. We'll talk about it later in the afternoon. We're going step by step. Amen. Because the devils, they live inside man. Man is not just the temple of God. He can also become the temple of devils. Amen. If God is not there, the devil moves in. So that is the Antichrist. The Antichrist comes into the temple of God, sitting in the seat of God, showing himself as God, demanding worship as God. Amen. That's what the Bible says. So if a human being says, there is no God, I want to do what I want. Is it possible? It's not possible. Because the devils are the one making him do those things. Amen. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The Bible says that when a devil goes out of a man,
and
he goes around and looking for life, looking for food. Because the food he was getting when he was living inside man, he doesn't get it again. He said, I will go back to my house. Amen. And when he comes there, he sees that it is still empty. Jesus has not come to dwell in the real house. He said, come on. You gotta bring 7 more wicked spirits and they will come back. Hallelujah. So it is either you are the temple of God or the temple of devils. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are talking about this altar. And we are saying this altar has blood.
for the opera.
And this blood is the same blood we're talking about. And it's the same experience as the experience of the cross of Calvary. And we also know it's the same experience as what happened in Egypt that night. There was one night. Amen. So the night God brought them out of Egypt into the promised land. He told them, go and take blood and put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the house. Do you know that your mind is the entrance into your house? Into you. Amen.
Amen.
No. The mind. Uche. Uche. Yes. Amen.
Uh-huh.
What is soul in Igbo? What is spirit? What is your spirit? It can't be the same. What is heart? What is the heart now? It can't be the same. So you have to check it. No, it's different. You have it.
Obi.
That's a question I wanted to ask. Heart, mind, soul.
Let's read the First Thessalonians 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5:23. Okay, so mmụọ and mkpụrụ obi. So mmụọ is the spirit, mkpụrụ obi is the soul, not the heart, is the soul, and then the body.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Good. That's the way they have translated it. Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we are discussing the experience, the first experience of the soul as God brings the soul out of Egypt into the kingdom of God. Amen. I will soon close and we will ask questions and we will take a small break, then we will come back. Amen.
Amen.
Then we will now go forward small. Before we close for this morning session, or this afternoon session. Amen. Okay. So let's read one more scripture, then we will begin to close. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1 verse 13 says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we have seen that Egypt is actually darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that this darkness I've also seen is also inside the heart.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
So that means when you say you are born again, what it means is that your soul has moved from darkness into light, from Egypt into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not like say before I was telling lies. Now I'm not telling lies. I mean I'm born again. No. Before I used to go to Amadia. Now I'm coming to what's this company? You are coming to also Amasa. You are now born again. No. There must be what? Blood. Blood must touch your soul. If the blood doesn't touch your soul, you are just a visitor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you are in trouble because Amadioha will be pushing you. You should be in Amadioha's house, not here, in another man's house. You have problem. Amen. It's only the blood that can translate you.
Oh yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's read one more. So you know the Spirit of God hasn't released me, so I can't release myself.
Yes.
Alright, let's read Leviticus 17:11. So we have to make it very clear. So if you are here today and you have not been translated by the blood, we will pray.
Amen.
It's your opportunity.
Oh yes.
Before you have been running from Amadioha, but you have not received blood today, you must get the blood. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Leviticus 17:10-11. Are you there? Okay, I'm to read. Leviticus 17:10-11.
Ma ọ bụ ya, ndị nọ dịka ọbịa n'etiti ha, nke na-ebi ọbara, ndị ga-eche, ndị ga-echekwa ihu megide mmadụ ahụ, nke na-ebi ọbara, ndị ga-ebipụkwa ya n'etiti ndị ya. 11. N'ihi na ndụ nke anụ arụ bụ ọbara, ọbara ka ọ dị. Mụ onwe m enyewokwa unu ya n'elu ebe ịchụ àjà, ikpuchiri mkpụrụ obi unu mmehie ha. N'ihi na ọbara ka ọ bụ nke na-ekpuchi mmehie n'ime mkpụrụ obi.
Amen.
Is it clear?
Yes.
Is it clear?
Yes.
It's not from running from Amadioha to produce Oma's house.
No.
It is ọbara, blood.
Mm.
It's the only thing that makes the difference. Amen.
Amen.
Without the blood, nothing has happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the blood must be put upon the altar, the four corners of the altar. Amen.
Amen.
You see, this altar has horns. You see those horns?
Mm.
They speak of the power of the carnal nature of your mind, your emotion. Amen.
Amen.
And Christ must break it.
Amen.
Amen.
Blood.
It cannot be. And it cannot be broken unless blood touches it.
Amen.
Amen. It's the blood that breaks that power of the flesh. The power of sin. The habit of sin. The habit of besetting sin.
Amen.
Amen. So if you are practicing to be a Christian, no, you don't need to practice. Just receive the say, blood, touch my soul today. And break the power of darkness.
Amen.
Amen. You are bound to a sin. Yeah, there's a boy, say, I must marry that boy. Whether he likes me or not, I must marry. Leave the boy alone, get the blood on your soul, and you will be free.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So, of us believers, we are struggling because we have not received the blood. If the blood touches my soul, there will be liberty. And I'm praying that the blood will touch my soul again today.
Amen.
And I will receive a deliverance. I will receive a liberty.
Amen.
The chains of darkness will be broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And my soul will be released from Babylon.
Amen.
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 I want to tell you, Babylon is a prison.
Hallelujah.
Egypt is a prison.
Hmm.
Egypt is the place where the Son of God is held captive. God brought his son Moses and Jacob, you know, they came into Egypt and the Egyptians took them captive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, release my firstborn. He said, who is your firstborn? Who are you? Hallelujah. Today, if you call upon God, God can come on your behalf.
Amen.
And break the power of Egypt.
Oh yes.
He says, out of Egypt I have called my son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, the soul strays into different things. In our desires, we are desiring all kinds of things. And the places where our soul goes to, it is held in captive. Amen. If you read the psalm, it says that the cords of hell has wound itself around me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When Jonah, the prophet of God, disobeyed God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before he knew what was happening, the cords of death were wrapping around him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But when he repented, what happened? God delivered him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how my soul and your soul will be released.
Amen.
Will be delivered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many things in this world. There are many ideas. Some of us is television. Some of us it is film. Some of it is movie. Some of it is education. Some of it is different alcohol. Society. Family. All the things, all those are ships, things that have bound us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But when the blood comes,
hallelujah,
it will deliver us from all that prison. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will deliver the Son of God from prison. Amen.
Amen.
I will be free to serve God. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray now.
Hallelujah.
If there is any such bondage, hallelujah, he has sent the blood.
Amen.
To set us free.
Amen.
Let us bow our head. Let us begin to pray. Let's call upon God. Say, God, come and deliver me from this bondage, from this chain that has bound me. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the besetting sin.